News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, and it's a crazy one. I mean, we've been, and by the way, the phone lines are still open. If you want to call in, I'll take it. It's 866-494-9866. But I'll say this. The number two of the Triple Dipper is going to get some attention here because there's some craziness built into this one. All right. It's called the Woke Wars. Number two on the Dipper today is the Woke Wars. Things that are happening around our nation that you look at and go, gosh, why do you think that's going to go well? Or for that matter, that didn't go well. I mean, the Woke Wars. So I mentioned an hour ago, Cornell University had a quote-unquote complaint. They won't say who or why or about what. They had a complaint. And so they removed the bust of Abraham Lincoln and a copy of the Gettysburg Address that were on display in their rare and manuscript collections from... Complained about what? I mean, was it somebody who complained because they're a Southern sympathizer and they didn't want to see it? I don't know what you complained about. Abraham Lincoln, he abolished slavery. He defended the Union during the Civil War. Anyway, but here I got a whole stack of these things, all right? So here's one from local station KCRA in California. Dated yesterday, California law upheld requiring property owners to pay 1 month's rent to tenants that are being evicted. What? Okay, let me just go ahead and do some splaining to the people in California. If you're having to evict someone, that means they ain't paying their bills. And if they ain't paying their bills and you're having to evict them, that means you also had to pay the cost of going to court to get the court to order they be evicted. And now the state legislature is making these landlords have to also give them money to leave. So yeah, okay. You know, by the way, it's expensive. I've got a friend right now who is considering whether or not to move to Alabama from San Diego. I have another friend who already moved here from San Diego. The one who already moved here, she told me literally that when they packed up the truck and left, they were thinking about putting up a sign on the back of their U-Haul that said goodbye to California. But nonetheless, she said they moved here for two reasons. One was freedom, and the other was cost of living. My friend who is still in San Diego now, he said that it literally, for an apartment, they're paying $2,500 a month. $2,500 a month. So you look at it and think, okay, if you have to evict somebody because they won't pay their bills, why do you have to pay them again to leave? Not only that, but you have to provide them, the state has to then provide them with financial assistance if they're moving to another location. California is going to break off and fall into the sea just under the weight of its own wokeism. Okay, as I choke on that one, let me move to the next one. Freebeacon.com. In the woke wars, Freebeacon.com is reporting that as of 2 days ago, the Seattle school systems want to spend more on racial equity programs than they do on math and science. I kid you not. That's exactly what it says right here. You look at it and think, this can't be happening. How did we get here? Well, it's Seattle, so there's that. But Seattle Public Schools will spend more than $5 million on so-called DEI, that's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion initiatives, including a racial equity analysis tool and an after-school program for black male students who are referred to as kings. I don't understand that. According to a district budget proposal for the 2022-2023 year, the budget allots a little more than $4.5 million for core academic subjects such as math, science, and literacy. Okay, so, and $500,000 is be cut from the science budget as well. The school district lists racial equity in engaging students of color and ensuring disciplinary practices are not used as a substitute for culturally responsive behavior among its guiding principles for the budget. Folks, it's a school. You got to teach kids. I mean, and by the way, I don't know for a fact, but I'm assuming that the school board that votes on this budget are elected and that their constituents elected them to do things like this. And I question the sanity of anyone who believes this is a good idea. Okay, you know what? You want to have diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. That's fine. But when you're outspending for diversity, equity, and inclusion wokeness over what you're spending for things like math, science, and literature, well, there's an issue. All right, let me do this. We're heading to a break right now, and I know we are, so I won't start the next one. But I got several more of these because wokeism is everywhere. Like, you know, I got the next one coming up. It's going to boggle some of your minds about, you know, birthing people or what's happening with the U.S. military since they went woke in some ways. What's it doing to recruiting? Or how about the fact that there's a new bill out there that's going to cause the Federal Reserve to have to prioritize racial justice? The Federal Reserve? And then there's, of course, just the usual, you know, gun owners' data leaked by the Attorney General of California. Oh, my God. All right, folks, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Moving into our last half hour. You stay tuned. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, it's 4:36 p.m. right now. Some of y'all in go-home mode. Some of y'all are on the road already, I know. And you may be thinking, dinner, what am I doing? I have no idea. I'm tired of the same old. I don't feel like cooking tonight. Well, all that could be true. And let me just tell you, there's an option for you that maybe you haven't considered. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe? I don't want coffee for dinner. Well, you don't have to have coffee. They got sandwiches. They got wraps. They got breakfast for dinner, which I love personally. I'm just telling you, they got all of it. They got omelets. They've got waffles. Waffles, like the Berry Berry Blueberry waffle. Oh, my gosh. And the womlet's one of my favorite, a thick, fluffy omelet cooked in a waffle iron. Yes, it is crazy good. So all I'm saying is this. Just Love Coffee Cafe has two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out towards City Hall, and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And I'm hearing, Travis told me, maybe coming up in the near future, third location in the works. Ah, so yeah, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Please check them out. I love both locations. Personally, I've been to both, and I just encourage you, check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, I am in number two of the Triple Dipper. I'm not going to make number three, so I'm saving it for tomorrow. Number three, by the way, is Where Are the Warriors? There are warriors. There are warriors still in our military, and I know it. But right now, our military is also suffering, and I'll cover some of that in tomorrow's show. I'll just keep that segment for them. But right now, let me get back to number two in the Triple Dipper, which is the woke wars. Oh, my gosh. So here's – I don't know which one I want to go with first. Let me see here. Let me just grab that one. No, this one. No, this one. I'll get this one. All right. Story from the Political Insider. Dated yesterday. NBC reporter says birthing people and not getting abortions will hurt the economy. Okay, there's so much in that one headline. Birthing people not getting abortions will hurt the economy. We could break that down. I could do a segment on each portion of that headline. But there it is, NBC News reporter, NBC News reporter Joling Kent, that's Joe and then L-I-N-G, Joling Kent, adopted the radical leftist term for mothers birthing people and argued the economic impacts of the Supreme Court's abortion ruling will be, quote, devastating. Shut up. Now, I mean, when you look at it, I guarantee you, the where it's going to be devastating are the people that own the clinics that were doing like the one in West Alabama in Tuscaloosa, the West Alabama Women's quote-unquote healthcare center, and they had 121. 21 of them were being scheduled. 100 were on the books, and they had them scheduled for the next week. That's upwards of 20 a day. I don't know what they charge, but the reality is that's a money mill right there. Well, if there's an economic impact, it's going to be in, I don't know, maybe the doctors and the owners of the clinics not being able to rake in money on the loss of life for babies. It says, go back to my story here. Yes, Phil, go back to your story. The reporter began by lamenting how motherhood costs the economy billions of dollars every year because it reduces the labor force participation rate. God almighty. Yes. Copper, it's unreal. I see your note. It's just unreal.
My brain is melting.
I know. Anyway, and she points out that earnings are lower for those who have children. What? Earnings are lower for those who have... I'd like to see the empirical evidence that establishes that as a quote-unquote fact. She goes on to say, quote, birthing people who seek an abortion and have to carry an unwanted pregnancy to term are four times likelier to live below the federal poverty level. Okay. Anyway, birthing people. Oh, and she also says, quote, if the birthing parent, she did it like three or four times in one interview, if the birthing parent is able to travel and if they work for the right company or are seeking an abortion, more individuals we're seeing are going to have to rely on their employer for that financial support to carry that out. Or how about an idea of personal responsibility? I mean, if it setting aside, and I know some of you that are super pro-choice, you're determined that like 98% of all abortions happen because of rape or incest. They don't. It's a very, very, very small number. And that's not meant to be an insensitive comment. It just happens to be a fact. But here's the deal. The vast majority of abortions are elective. The vast majority of abortions are elective and based upon convenience, lifestyle, and fear. And so the idea that they're going to have to rely upon their employer for financial support. Now, here's an idea. How about exercise some personal responsibility? Wow. All right, next, what you got, Phil? The woke wars. I'm looking at a stack of stuff here. Here's one. Get woke, go broke, the U.S. military edition. Army recruiting craters. I mean, I'm hearing this from folks who are in uniform now. Maybe some of y'all in uniform. I would love to hear from a recruiter. If there's a recruiter in the audience that wants to call in, you don't have to identify yourself. I understand how uncomfortable that can be. But I would love to hear from an Army recruiter, or for that matter, any of the service branches. What are you seeing right now? Well, the Army is seeing a dismal year. Says the U.S. Army has not had a great year finding new recruits. By the way, this is from PJ Media, dated June 28th, yesterday. The U.S. Army has not had a great year finding new recruits. Things have gotten so bad, they actually dropped the requirement for a high school diploma or a GED. I mean, it used to be there were times when you had to have a GED, but now not even that. And, oh, by the way, it used to also be the policy was if you got into the military during a period when they were accepting non-high school diplomaed or degree certifications, that you would have to also commit, though, that you will get that degree completed while you're in service. Mm-mm, they're not doing that right now. It says the Army is tossing its mandate for potential recruits to have a high school diploma or GED certificate to enlist in the service in one of the most dramatic moves yet in the escalating recruiting crisis hitting the entire Defense Department. It says on Thursday, the service announced that individuals may enlist without those previously required education certifications. Recruits must be 18. They must score at least a 50 on the ASVAB, that's the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery. It's like an SAT-style test. A 50 on the test is actually a relatively low score. It is. Overall, you ready for this? Overall, military recruiting is down 23% this year. 23%. They're almost a quarter below where they're supposed to be. 23% down. I mean, this is such a rock bottom point that the DOD, the Department of Defense, has even reduced its planned total force size. In other words, they're saying, ain't no way we're meeting the mark. Ain't no way we're meeting recruiting milestones. We're not. So let's just go ahead and plan on having a smaller force. And they've gone ahead and rescaled their total force size projections. Wow. Now, here's the thing. Recently, the head of Air Force recruiting came out and said, and I believe that was him, yeah, that about one quarter of young Americans are not even eligible for service these days because, you know, of being overweight, of having, you know, issues with minor criminal infractions, or the fact that they test positive because marijuana is legal everywhere they live. Well, others are saying it's a different deal, all right? So Task and Purpose, which focuses largely on DOD opinion pieces, they came out and issued an article on this, and they got some responses back. A military blogger, a guy named Chuck Holton, apparently, he wrote back and said, the kind of men and women who are predisposed to selfless service are often those who have no desire to join the woke mob. And today's military, he said, has alienated conservative, God-fearing patriots who aren't willing to get the jab or sit through an interminable struggle session on transgenderism. And that, in my opinion, is absolutely it. I mean, right now, you're seeing less and less of the be-all you can be. You're seeing less and less of what it takes to be a warrior. You're seeing less and less of why people want to join the military, because they want to go do something that feels meaningful and be a part of the big green team. And you're seeing that it's become the petri dish for social justice experimentation. And why sign up for that? And oh, by the way, if you're also someone who doesn't believe in the vaccine, guess what? You're not gonna join at all. Because first of all, they won't let you in. And secondly, if you joined and you didn't want it, you could join and be out again in a heartbeat. All said and done, you got other issues, like, you know, General Milley just last year spoke openly about sort of supporting critical race theory in the American military, saying things like, I have to get much smarter, or whatever the theory is, and went on to say that he's okay with, you know, wanting to understand, quote, white rage. And that's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So, yeah, on the Triple Dipper, number two, the woke wars, one of them is go woke or go broke. That's the U.S. military, 23% down in recruiting. All right, Copper, take us to the last break of the day. We'll do that. We'll come right back, wrap this section up. I got a couple more. Oh, I hate that I have a couple more, but I do. I could have a stack. We could do this all day long. Wokes out there. It takes conservatives. It takes right side ruffians to stand up and say, had enough of that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are back right now, and I got a caller who held on during the break, so this one looks interesting. Resident conservative atheist from Decatur. I don't know if you're male or female. Resident conservative atheist, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say you pretty much answered your third segment, you know, the Triple Dipper of where have all the warriors gone, with what you just said in the last segment. The Army's now actively recruiting people who can't even pass high school or a general education equivalent. And all it takes is a 50 on the ASVAB, which you put it very, very politely, but we both know that's an abysmal score.
It is an abysmal score. Yeah. But it might be the score you would expect if they don't yet have their high school equivalency. So that's it's unfortunate, but yeah, there it is.
So the warriors are all in the private sector now.
Well, you know, either that or they're I agree, and it's amazing to look at. But there are still some good ones out there. I mean, just the other day I watched the best Ranger competition. There's still some warriors out there, but you're right. Getting them new ones is getting hard.
I would guarantee you, if even the worst of your best Rangers still had to at least score at least a 65, at least.
One would imagine. You sound like you served yourself. Is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, nonetheless, your opinion is still pretty valid. Hey, man, appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in. All right. So, yeah, that was and he's got a good point. I actually looked before the show. I thought, do I take that one and put it in my – number three on the Triple Dipper, where are the warriors, or do I keep it in the woke section? And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to keep it in the woke section. So I did. But he's right. A big chunk of what we're dealing with in the where are the warriors is that. There's more. I mean, I've got some other stuff in that segment that's, you know, interesting, not the least of which is what's happening around the world, and knowing full well that we've got to brace ourselves for an unstable world. We just expanded NATO, by the way. It looks like Finland and Sweden were just extended an offer today to join NATO. And on top of that, it was just announced that we're going to put our first ever full-time basing of U.S. forces in Poland. So we're gonna have a legacy base established in Poland now. That's a new and different world. Let me go ahead and grab a phone call. Copper, you highlight the one. I think number three was first. So let me line. Oh, Robert. Okay, let's do that. Line five, Robert from Athens. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, how are you? This is your friendly neighborhood JTAC calling back. I talked to you probably a couple of months ago by now, but I want to talk to you about the topic of your second and third triple dippers and how they're kind of related.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the big issue is I got to interact a lot with some regular infantry grunts, and if anybody's listening is an infantry grunt, they appreciate being called a grunt. But they war. They want to go and kick in doors and remove America's enemies from the table. Now that we have withdrawn from Afghanistan, we've withdrawn from Iraq and Syria, they don't have a war to fight. So a lot of those warriors that you're looking for in the third triple dipper don't have a war to fight. That's why they're not enlisting.
Well, that's an interesting point. You know, there was the years of the Hollow Army my dad served in post-Vietnam, between Vietnam and really Grenada was the next armed conflict, I think. But he talked about the Hollow Army being so hard to serve in because you didn't feel like you had a mission. But it was also the leadership. It was leadership that made you feel almost unwelcome for being a warrior in a warrior's environment. And that was the Carter
era.
That's
a good point, because a lot of that leadership came from the Vietnam War era. So they had that experience and they weren't able to properly communicate and associate with the younger kids who didn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's a great point. And right now, the civilian leadership we have, too, is very akin to what they saw during the Hollow Army days with Carter. We now have the Biden administration, which is doing to the military much of what Carter did, but even worse, by adding sort of a woke agenda to it all.
You're right. And that leadership, not only adding that woke agenda, is also very detached from the experience that the younger generation wants from joining the military. For the most part, I mean, there are some people that join the military to get a skill and to be productive in the civilian sector. You know, they're going to do their four and out or their six and out. But a lot of those really intellectual, intelligent kids that join the military and then go on to be an officer, they become a colonel, they become a general, they have the gumption within them, but they need a catalyst. And that catalyst is usually a war. And right now, we don't have that. So I know you would like to blame a lot of it on the woke agenda, but I think it's a combination of the woke agenda and the lack of a catalyst, that catalyst being a war.
Great analysis. And my JTAC friend, thank you so much. Appreciate you calling in again. And thanks again for your service. Appreciate you. All right. Well, listen, Copper, we'll have to hold off on that last call. I got a little note there on the board there too, but we'll have to hold off on that one, and just tell him thanks for calling in. But I'm not sure that would have been an appropriate topic anyway. But nonetheless, folks, we are down to it. Less than a minute to go. I'll just tell you this: I love the military. I mean, it's been a huge part of my life. It still is a part of my life. I have family members still in the military, and it's been generational for us. That being said, it also distresses me when I see the military being told it can't be what it's supposed to be, and when it's being used as a social experimentation platform. And that's the problem we have right now. Absolutely. If you have a lack of mission, but you couple it with a lack of leadership, you wonder why recruiting's down? There you go. More of that tomorrow. We'll take up the Where Are the Warriors commentary tomorrow. Right now, you guys have a great night. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night. We'll see you then.